Ask yourself, what if the Catalina Mountains decided to jump the border? What if the saguaros were sent to boarding school? Or what if the water runs out? These are some of the questions explored in a multimedia performance called Sonoran Strange. Luis Carrion meets the artist to discuss the cultural politics of survival in an inhospitable land.
Sonoran Strange is the title of a new collaborative performance piece by Logan Phillips and Adam Cooper Terán. The piece was recently shown at the Global Justice Center Performance Space in South Tucson and began with the projected imagery of the Southwest being cast on a 16-foot-tall barrel cactus.
This serves almost as a vessel. It psychically activates the space.
That's Adam. He's designed the video projection and soundscapes to Sonoran Strange.
And visually, it would begin as a cactus unfolding and unraveling itself and exposing this long landscape of all of this mashup of imagery that relates to the Sonoran Desert, Arizona, and its history. It's definitely a ceremony. It's definitely a ritual.
West to east to west, cattle and tourism. This is the flat route that gave Aboriginal cultures a transcontinental commerce, east to north, north to south.
Logan Phillips is an artist and poet who draws his inspiration from Tucson and the surrounding desert landscape, a place of human habitation for more than 4,000 years.
History will never hurt me, Sonoran Strange. Everywhere, the obvious has gone into hiding. Limestone caverns, yet to be discovered.
As a poet and resident of Tucson, Logan sees his work as an expression of the landscape that surrounds him. And he feels the urge to immerse himself in the rhythms of life that are dictated by the desert, all in pursuit of his art.
In the desert, it's so much about waking up early and getting in those precious few hours of relative cool.
Here, in the evolving urban environment near downtown Tucson, Logan cultivates a small garden.
This land has so much history to it, and this has been so many people's gardens, or lack of gardens, or junkyards, or whatever, for over the centuries, that I really am cognizant of the fact that I'm just kind of caretaking it while I'm here. So it's kind of a dance. I mean, I think poems come from the garden. I think apart from growing food in the garden, we're growing metaphor as well.
A sky built of jet stream, jet trails, an angular web, the Sonoran Strange slitting the throat of a 100-year cacti.
A metaphor from a garden. It's the seed for an artistic expression, and the odd juxtaposition of past and present can also serve as inspiration for artists with the inclination to dig below the surface.
This landscape has held such a strong backbone and resonates strongly throughout a lot of my work.
Adam Cooper Terán is the other half of the creative force behind Sonoran Strange. As an artist, Adam says he's also motivated to express the cognitive dissonance of his surroundings. The juxtaposition between modern society and the deep cultural legacy of Tucson and the surrounding natural landscape.
What is it about the strange or Sonoran Strange? Why is it strange? And it is because of all of these kind of layers of the density of all of this history and the density of all of these symbols that I've been able to see or pick up on.
It's possible to look at the work that Adam produces as an exploration of the cultural resonance that exists below these downtown streets. Layers of history buried underneath his feet, and with technology at his disposal, he's driven to make sense of his place in history.
Like the need to make art, the need to want to create, the need to want to make things is ultimately in the realm of trying to shift the culture and trying to change narratives that maybe already exist or that have been in place, but trying to show it from all these different angles and all these different sides. And the only way I could do that in this time and place that I happen to be living in the 21st century, visual overload.
This land and this culture and this place, this time is so painful and so beautiful at the exact same time.
Lo salvé como siempre salvo lo ahogado.
Beauty and pain. It's part of the tension that Logan and Adam hope to explore through their collaborations.
Tell me where the body is.
And the transdisciplinary performance of Sonoran Strange is an example of their need to make sense of a reality that at times seems to defy logic.
A lot of the strange is just juxtaposing elements. You know, it's Titan missiles standing amongst the saguaro. It's La Llorona haunting the canals of Scottsdale. It's just putting together disparate elements and seeing what spark kind of comes out of the middle. And I think that that is really the way to address the irony industry of Arizona, where, you know, it seems like we're just producing all of these kind of ironic elements coming together.
Sonoran Strange will be performed in Rostock, Germany next month. You can see video of the Tucson performance on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.